hear about Robert Hooke's involvement with the rebuilding of London after the Great Fire. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15. That means it's time for Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nesset.
One night Johnny sang the truth to me on a northbound train from Nashville, Tennessee. Taught me all the letters in a loan. Sang freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. Received your invitation to the war. I sent it back, so please don't send no more. I'd rather rot in some jail all alone. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. If I have to ride this train 100 years, and all I have to drink is my own tears, I'll not kill for you or on my own. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm. Governments and politicians too, there's lots of people feel the way we do. 100 million of us can't be wrong. Singing freedom is where you think it is, but there ain't no train to Stockholm.
The robust baritone of Lee Hazelwood and his No Train to Stockholm. Welcome to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Anna Hilda Nesset. Pianist Rand Blake's main sources of inspiration are classic films and the Great American Songbook. Hank Williams's version of the song Lost Highway was Blake's favourite, and we'll hear that shortly. But first, let's hear Blake's own take on the piece.
Thank you. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Not bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin. Your sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you'll curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Lost Highway by Hank Williams. Going down a side road now from Hank's Lost Highway and plunging into the wild woods. Mike Inc's gas project is deeply informed by the German Black Forest. Its opulent and dense electronic ambience reveals a ghostly presence. Wald by Günther Schickert, recorded on two tape recorders in 1970. The piece, Schickert says in the notes to this record, is about a walk through the forest with big trees and crossed by creatures from somewhere. To the rainforest now. David Tudor's famous piece didn't so much try to evoke the rainforest as actually make an ecologically balanced sound system. Here is Rainforest version 1.
Thank you.
Mike Westbrook plus a 22-piece jazz orchestra, including the late trumpeter Harry Beckett, who provided the wistful trumpet solo on this piece. The album, Metropolis, is inspired by the mood of deserted streets at night. Now, I wonder if you can guess which 1979 hit this is a cover of.
Thank you.
traditional Harding fiddle from Norway's county of Oppland. And before that, composer Susan Stenger and her minimal version of My Sharona by The Knack. Visual artist Luke Fowler's work includes a haunting documentary on composer Cornelius Cardew. But Fowler is also a musician and runs the label Shadaz in Glasgow. His group Rude Pravo, which features Stevie Jones on bass and Cara Tolmie on vocals and oboe, are releasing their first EP in January. Late Junction has a sneak preview. Here is Duplex Child.
Thank you.
Japanese sound artist Toshiya Tsunoda's close mic recording of Inside a Pipe, with a radio in the background. And before that, Luke Fowler's group Rude Pravo. Fowler and Tsunoda collaborated on the film and sound piece A Grammar for Listening, displayed at the Serpentine Gallery last year. To China now via Japan. Experimental group Ground Zero's revolutionary Peking Opera is a reworking of Heiner Goebbels' sample-filled work Peking Opera. Here's an extract. Meditation in the Dead of Night, a rare recording of Taoist priest Lo Ka Ping playing the Chinese guqin, a seven-stringed instrument resembling a stretched-out zither. The ancient instrument derives from Taoist traditions and has been favoured by scholars including Confucius himself. And now from the hills behind Hong Kong to northern England and the coiling and swirling strings of Richard Skelton meditating on the landscape near his home in Lancashire. This is a broken concert with Mountains Ash.
Thank you.
Folk song wrapped in an ambient isolationist veil. The Death of Polly by Mick Harris and Martin Bates, a song from their album Murder Ballads Drift. Blues singer Elizabeth Cotton learned to play the guitar by herself. She was left-handed but used a right-handed guitar, so all the strings were upside down. The resulting sound has been called cotton picking. Here's Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie. Thank you.
my soul that old woman would die. Keep on telling her lies on me. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Oh, baby, it ain't no lie. Now this life I'm living is very high. Thank you.
Black Satin by Miles Davis from On the Corner. Perhaps not so obvious is the fact that Miles claimed to have been influenced by Stockhausen on that record. This is the first time Norwegian pop group A-ha has been played on Late Junction. Here's Fenez's transformation of their track Hunting High and Low.
Thank you.
Persian classical music, part composed and part improvised. The style is derived from vocal modes, even though it's entirely instrumental. This piece was called Dasgah Hamayun. Before that, we heard Susie Hodder-Williams and Chris Caldwell's Shadows. Paul Barron now, a Scottish improviser and composer with a huge cast of players, including Keith Rowe and Werner Defeldecker. Here is Scotoma's song from their slightly paranoid album Panoptic.
There was a lady and a lady gay. Of children, she had three. She sent them away to the north country for to learn their grammar. They had not been there very long, scarcely 6 months and a day. Well, death, all death came hasting along and stole those babes away. It was just about old Christmas time, the night being cold and clear. She looked and she saw her three little babes come running home to her. She set a table both long and wide, and on it she put bread and wine. Come eat, come drink, my three little babes. Come eat, come drink of mine. We want none of your bread, mother. Neither do we want your wine. For yonder stands our Savior dear. And to him we must resign. Green grass grows over our heads, mother. Cold clay is under our feet. And every tear you shed for us, it wets our winding sheet.
Banjo Master Buell Casey's Lady Gay. We're nearly at the end of Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. Fiona Talkington will be back next week, but in the meantime, if you want to check out the playlist or listen again, please go to the website. Here's Steve Ashley with Candlemas Carol bidding you good night.
Of Candlemas, beware, old man, the wind, gale, and the thaw. And if you think that winter's dead, it's barely been born. And if you think that the spring is come with a bright sun in the sky, an icy wind blows icy tears from the corners of your eyes. February is a hard time of the year. When silver streets are slashed with gold from a sun that's never near. When morning lasts for all the day and the colour of the talk is grey. Sunny smiles are hid away till the spring is a shining clear. La la la.
Radio 3 Through the Night. A concert next this morning from the 2008 Proms. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome if you've just tuned in. The orchestra is the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, the conductor, Vasily Petrenko, and the music's by Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, and first Kenneth Hesketh. His graven image for orchestra is 15 minutes in length, and Hesketh says he had the idea of a marker or stele in mind, but was also inspired by the medieval Memento Mori, a painting or sculpture reminding its owner of the transience of life. A living head opposite a skull is one of the symbols connected with it, as are guttering candles, clocks, and bells.
Thank you.
Kenneth Hesketh's Graven Image for Orchestra, a joint commission from the BBC and the orchestra playing it there, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. The conductor at the 2008 Proms was Vasily Petrenko. Paul Lewis joins them next for the fourth of Beethoven's piano concertos, Beethoven again striking out in new directions. Here, for the first time, was a concerto beginning quietly with the soloist alone.
Thank you.